The news article, "Parents of Son with Myalgic Encephalomyelitis / Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Want More Research into Disease," was written by Jody Hamilton and recently published by ABC News on the 18th of March. Lynn Harris described the plight of her son, Dan, who has been bedbound with ME/CFS for more than 4 years. Dan is unable to speak, and Lynn is unable to touch or hug him because it will trigger post-exertional malaise. It's horrendous, it's horrible, and it's heartbreaking to see someone that you love suffer so much, Lynn says. He has lost so much. CEO of Emerge Australia, Anne Wilson, said, "We have desperate calls from patients every day who can't find a doctor to treat them, and they need help. People like Lynn Harris and her son, they're just being ignored completely. There's grief and loss. These people suffer as a result of losing everything, and no one understands they've lost their lives."